Newly promoted Royal Canadian Mounted Police Sergeant Khalid Al-Fadi came carefully down the stairs, hoping the creaking of the hardwood floor wouldn't wake his wife. He had kissed his 18-month-old twin boys goodbye, but didn't feel the need to do the same to her. His hand had barely touched the front door's knob when his wife's voice made him cringe. Almost. "No kiss?" she asked, already halfway down the stairs. "I didn't want to wake you," he lied. She hugged him, and he had no choice but to embrace her back. He scratched the back of her neck and placed his lips next to her ear. "I'm sorry, Julia. I should have spent the weekend with you and the kids," he whispered. His wife of 10 years gently pushed him back. "That's nonsense, baby. You deserve a break, too. I'm glad you had fun fishing with your buddies." "I don't deserve someone like you." He pulled his wife back toward him. They had met 12 years ago at the RCMP Training Academy in Regina, Saskatchewan, when they were both newly hired police officers. It was love at first sight. At least, this is what he had repeated over and over to Julia for the last decade. The truth was that Julia's dad was a high-ranking member of the organization. This had meant much more to him than her blonde hair and thick thighs. "I'll see you tonight," he said before closing the door behind him. He unlocked the door of his 5-year-old Audi A4 sedan and waved one last time as he accelerated away. At 6 a.m, the traffic was light, and the drive to his office took less than 10 minutes. He showed his credentials to the rent-a-cop manning the front gate of Canada's Federal Police Service headquarters. He was waved in immediately. He could have shown a Costco card, and they would have waved him through. It was a farce. With everything that had happened in the world in the last 5 years, it was beyond him why the RCMP didn't assign real police officers to man the entry points to its headquarters. He parked his car in his designated spot and forced himself to relax. It was going to be a busy morning. He had a sitting prime minister to take out.